Okay, can you set me up with total record? Tell me when it's ready. All right. Let's see. Ready? All right. 3, 2, 1. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn, and tonight is the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls Special. And it is my solemn duty to inform you that the Midnight Creeps are not here. They were to be the live guests and entertain you the way Lisa Bouchel and Laura Shea did live on the last holiday show, but they were unable to make it here tonight. So we will have to do our Ho 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 show without the great Jennifer the singer and the rest of this awesome band. However, the good news is they will be on The Reverend Is In on February 20th. So, instead of having the Midnight Creeps as live guests, we will have a ton of tunes, plus some news, some features, if time permits, a reading from the Michael Moore book, some plugs, some holiday fun. We're here with Marlon, the great engineer, and, of course, the awesome show that is on before the Reverend's. The Reverend is excited because an early present is this very CD by Cradle of Filth called Midian. And there's actually a track I want to play from it later on, but it's such a beautiful holiday CD through and through. The whole thing is fantastic, so we will play from that this evening. We have an asshole of the week and a runner-up. This track is by Cradle of Filth called Hoo Hoo Dawn. Yeah.
can say that.
The apostles were just adding men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, one of them said, what about that Jesus fella a few years back? With the right PR, he could still make a pretty big impact. It really ain't important what he did or said. Just like Johnny Bravo, that he bit the threads. Well, those ad men went home that night, they took off their coats and ties and concocted the greatest story ever told in their lives. Came back to the boardroom and preached the gospel. Luke told about the time that Jesus took him to the hospital. Matthew spoke of a manger, wise men, frankincense, and myrrh. One of them said, hey, let's make Mary just a surrogate mother. They talked about that time at the temple when he was ranting about his dad upstairs. Slowly they noticed Jesus' name getting into prayers. The apostles were just adding men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a girl to die. Well, just a little later, Rome was filing chapter 11 when Constantine in 316 said, what's all this about going to heaven? Later that same afternoon, the Roman Empire struck back with a decree. From here on out, without a doubt, it's Christianity. Christians everywhere felt that they had pulled a coup. They no longer sat out in the Colosseum just to end up lying food. They had finally established a foothold in the Roman Empire. But soon Attila sacked their joint and lit their church on fire. When the smoke cleared, just like I feared, the ages sure were dark. Monks in robes used to sing about him like he was from Asbury Park. Witches, Jews, and heretics are in a terrible position. They didn't check because no one expects a Spanish Inquisition. The apostles were just edge men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Christians for sure. They traded in their crusader hats for paintbrushes by the score. Books were wrote and Steve Gutenberg made copies of the wisdom. Martin Luther had a little dance craze with a hit he called the schism. Now Catholics got that fucker nailed up in effigy. His most humiliating moment for everyone to see. It's so long ago that no one knows if it's truth or if it's lies. Only that the story has become a most successful franchise. Money, power, fame, and every cent of it takes free. It's amazing what folks won't give to dig a little eternity. We've evolved to brag about our thumbs and big brain cases. It's amazing how strong it seems that the need for blind faith is. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid. Jump on a girl and die. Someone is not afraid to jump on a girl and die. I said, someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and jump on a cross and ah, fuck it, die.
Thank you.
Charles. It's an Italian plane and very crowded. We fly high above the old Renaissance city. A kid named Sean Connery is let out onto the jet's wings, and with his arms out, begins a free fall. Next, cries the buxom stewardess. Everyone is staring at me with their big brown eyes.
Becoming respectable citizens. said, hold on, do your best to be brave. He said, there's a safe haven across the open sea. While the storm's on our heels, while that's plain to see. We got up our courage with a shot of rum. We were no slackers, we're under the gun. He said, we don't make it, why to feel no shame. We gave it our best, and there's no one left to blame. We gave it our best, and there's no one left to blame. Brigands and pirates, that's what we were branded. Got no regrets, you reap what you sow. When they attack us, some compass and iron, the news will send us to a grave down below. Across the open sea, but we came across injustice and could not let it be. We tried to set things right and do some noble deeds. We were beaten and jailed, that was our destiny. In a dark and dreary prison, that's where we were sent. One night the torture started and it didn't quit. But they made a chance and I grabbed that prison guard. Got hold of his gun and his wide-banded heart. Got hold of his gun and his wide-banded heart. Brigands and pirates, that's what we were branded. So when they attack us, the clock lies in irons, then these will send us to a grave down below.
Thank you.
you heard Ruin doing Hee Ho and Laudium. Before that, DOA did Brigands and Pirates. Jello Biafra with the Melvins did Dawn of the Locusts. Bong Water did the Porpoise Song. Adam Brodsky did Jump on a Cross and Die. And started off with the very beautiful song by Cradle of Filth, Cthulhu Dawn. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so East Coast time, USA, at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday evenings, 7 to 9, also East Coast time, USA, and repeated Wednesday, 6 to 8 a.m. And Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. East Coast time, USA, as well as also appropriately repeat broadcasted Sunday mornings, when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To be on the emailing list, send feedback, ideas for future shows, song requests, birthdays, the Reverend Bookburn curse requests, and just about anything else. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before W. Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom, Future Shows on The Reverend Is In. Nothing. Next Sunday night, on December 26th, next Sunday night, no show. So I know some people will be going through some withdrawal. Definitely Marlon. But the Reverend will be back on January 2nd, 2005, in 2 weeks for the New Year's show, an annual tradition at The Reverend Is In. And also in January, we will be doing the 4th anniversary show. We will also entertain the activist troops who are going to be protesting and raising all kinds of hell at the inauguration. And we'll cover how to find them in cyberspace before the event, so that even if you can't go, you can help promote it and send emailers and links and that kind of stuff. Entertaining the troops at the inaugural protests, and of course the 4th anniversary show, and when they show this hardcore smut on television, complete with ass grabbing, running start, and arms and leg wraparound hugs, bending over and touching a piece of pig skin while somebody walks up behind you with their hands out, running up the middle, running into end zones, pile up, slowly getting up, etc. I'm of course talking about an act of public, even FCC condoned, homoerotica entitled the Football Super Bowl. And yes, the annual erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl will occur whatever night they have that public exhibition of smut on a major network with FCC approval. How's that for Taliban clone fascists loosening up a little bit? And we'll have other future shows, including a possible second wedding on the show. And if they stay together that long, they're kind of rocky. And the bride from last March, Lady Simone, no relation to a Christian supremacist psychopath on the East Coast, Lady Simone is going to return on the show, possibly with or without her husband, brother, or future legal husband, Brother Eric, alias Mr. Beefcake, And that'll happen probably in January. The Midnight Creeps, who are not with us tonight, the planned live guests for the holiday show, will be on The Reverend Is In on Sunday, February 20th. Future themes also include Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will talk about the higher power cults and delusional 12-step recovery systems, and of course the abuses of the word addiction, and myths such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, shopping addiction, gambling addiction, and other nonsensical myths. And we'll cover why those are myths, why there's behavioral disorders around all that stuff, but why it is inappropriate to refer to them as addictions. Recovery for Propagandists. We'll also do a show theme, Pubic Property, in which we will cover and play a lot of appropriate songs and have some good laughs over puritanical posturing and sex negativism from all walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, fundamentalist churches to groupthink freethinkers, and certain kinds of women's studies classes, sex negativism, lampooned and covered, and also a degree of clinical value for the Pubic Property show. Some great stuff sent to the Reverend for that show, which is taking months to get around to doing. But your input is still welcome, really, for every show, but especially that one. And there's some cool thoughts and some great song requests for the Pubic Property show forthcoming on The Reverend Is In, as well as Psychotherapy for the Bush Regime, since they are the most mentally fucked up people on the entire planet and indisputably the most dangerous. We will attempt to provide clinical value and psychotherapy to the war criminals, the terrorists, the civilian massacrists, who are the people in the Bush regime. And what else? Three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. Love Night, somewhere around February 14th. And all kinds of other stuff that is written on this illegible piece of paper. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the Midnight Creeps are not here, I've said repeatedly, but they will be here February 20th. You can see them online at midnightcreeps.com. They're on the East Coast, and they do want to do the show, and they're real sorry they couldn't be on tonight. And we will hear a song from them, a real hot song from them, from their CD, Doomed from the Get-Go. And they're at midnightcreeps.com, and they will be live guests. I'm not sure about the spanking part, but they will be the live guests on the show in February. And we have a birthday, which is Jennifer Hunter, the dominatrix friend of this show, and is only in town here in beautiful Philadelphia every so often. And she's at jenniferhunterconsulting.com or 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. If you become a customer, or whatever the word is, and be absolutely sure to say the Reverend sent you, and of course encourage the great Jennifer Hunter to become a live guest on the show, and you'll be glad you did. Jennifer Hunter, who will be in town in a couple of months and possibly a live guest, but that is an uncertainty, and it is her birthday, so happy birthday, Jennifer Hunter. All right, any other birthdays? No. So, let's see. I'll give a quick plug, since people, even like the most untraditional people the Reverend knows, are into the whole holiday and shopping thing, and even people who hate it, and that's cool. You know, I don't get into isolationism myself. I celebrate it. Hey, it makes people happy. And hey, if cultists and war criminals and naive ribbon wavers need an excuse to act like a humane human being and real person one day of the year, I'll fucking take it. So, yes, the Reverend does indulge in that, and of course loves getting stuff. And thank you, people who send stuff, and especially people who email cool stuff. And you know the Reverend loves cartoons. And thank you, people who gave me great stuff, including the great Cradle of Filth CD, which I am still flipping out about. And if you are in this beautiful Philadelphia area, why not go to a cute little shop that is, it's right off South Street. It is a non-profit, autonomous collective, and tons of great stuff and hilarious anti-Bush t-shirts, all kinds of books, CDs, DVDs, and VHS tapes, publications, button stickers, Zapatista coffee, incredible collection of books and publication, and all kinds of products, even patches. And it is called Wooden Shoe Books and Records. It's on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, and is highly worthwhile. And yes, the Reverend got most of his stuff there, and it is highly worthwhile. And also there's a lot of promotion for stuff going on, and future actions, and flyers all over the walls. It's such a great place. And speaking of actions, there is major action being planned for the inauguration, the coronation of the twice arrival into the White House and presidency by election fraud and coup, George W. Numbnuts, corporate criminal Enron Ho, war criminal terrorist Bush. And that'll be in January. And there's two sites for the actions. And even if you can't get to the D.C. area around the time of the coronation, you can send the link around and help with the promotion of this, which is at counterinaugural.org. That is hyphenated, counter-inaugural.org. And other people doing actions are unitedforpeace.org. In the Philadelphia area, there are meetings at A Space, and that is being coordinated by the Defenestrator, which is at defenestrator.org. And this is new. This was on the Radio Volta mailing list. There's also a coordination of independent media resources that will be set up just for the inauguration. And the independent media coverage of that. And that is online also at inaugurationmedia.org. And we all know how fucked up the corporate media is. We all know how much they scared the little children who soiled their swords, watched the big boogeyman, Bin Laden, on TV just before Erection Day, so everybody could shit their pants, run and cling to Daddy's leg and say, "Daddy Bush, save us. The boogeyman was on TV again. We're scared. We're crying." And, well, we don't need to go into how many ways the corporate media is extremely fucked up, as well as obsessing over distractionary stories, the local villain of the month, and distraction footage, and omitting or completely bullshitting about the major events that are occurring in the world. So while the media is licking Bush's ass during the inauguration, the coronation, for a second time, there will be independent media coverage at inaugurationmedia.org. And I apologize and mean no offense whatsoever for people who really are into licking ass. There was no degrading comparison intended. So, the holidays are coming. By now you've heard all of those stupid fucking songs about, oh what, 500,000 or 600,000 times, and some of them could be listenable if they were redone, like if we did Oh Come Like Old Faithful, or Rump-a-bum-bum When He Comes, and other stuff that we'll get around to re-recording in a more appropriate manner. But the holidays usually bring on a lot of depression, and that is another byproduct of the myths that are so prevalent in this culture, and the fantasies and delusions that and the stressors that are in this culture at large that we are broadcasting from. If you're around the world somewhere else and you're trying to figure out this weird-ass culture, that is a whole show unto itself, and we have covered that periodically on this show. People have a preference to have kind of tinted glasses or even running with blinders on and delude themselves into believing the fantasies put forth by the corporate media. Everything from Stand By Your President to God Is Watching This Nation to the war isn't about oil or Halliburton contracts, but to fight the people who had weapons of mass destruction and were involved in September 11th, all of which, of course, was complete bullshit. And that the holidays means family values and Christian supremacy and morals, and everybody else is in a functional family, and there's all this love and joy and gifts and happiness, but little old me is omitted from that while everybody else is having the time of their lives. And so even if there's pre-existing depression or trauma or shock or anything that is going on, this of course exacerbates the problems, and people get the holiday blues. It's the worst for psychiatric social work. It's the worst time of the year for crisis work. It's the worst for all social services, as the Reverend learned in his roles as a mild-mannered social worker during the week. And what I would say, to keep it brief, is that the first thing to do is acknowledge in your own head that a lot of these fantasies are just that, a kind of a Disney-esque portrayal of what the rest of the world is like while you're stressing out and saying if there's only X number of days to go before the birth of the son of Santa Claus, and on and on. And have as much fun with it as you can. Make it as bearable as possible. And if depression is kicking in, or worse, or if there's suicidal feelings, as we covered when we did a tribute to the late Dave Blood of the Dead Milkmen, whom the Reverend knew, if you really need to call somebody, call the National Helpline, which is 24/7 for free anywhere in North America, 1-800-SUICIDE, and either call them or do something to take action. But all problems are cognitive, or cognitive perception, and so the step one is acknowledging that it's ritualistic behavior, which is okay. But it is what it is. It's ritualistic behavior. Everybody else is freaking out as much as you are. And that there can be an upside to it, and that it will end. There will be a new year. There will be a year of hopefully toppling, exposing, impeaching, whatever, the grand moron in the White House, that piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. And it's not going to be something that could be left up to the spineless, ballless, eggless bunch of buffoons called the Democratic Party. Oh, how can we be more like Bush? We better listen to them, even though they didn't really win. We need to become just like them. Maybe I'll go to church and wave a war flag and tie a ribbon around my genitals and be just like them, because that's what we need to do now. So yes, maybe this will be the year that he is exposed and toppled. It happened to all the great psychopaths before him, the second term, Nixon, Reagan. And they get too cocky, and they decide they can really push the goalpost even further and go whole hog in their corporate crimes and their war crimes. And we in independent media will be there to expose them, help give the downfall a little extra push, and of course, to initiate the party after the great fall. So, alright. Getting a little talked out. So we'll cover a couple things and get back to the music. You can see Hot Holiday Sex at Dr. Susan Block's site, drsusanblock.com. Her Hot Holiday Sex show was, I believe, last weekend. And at the Radio Susie link, you could also check out her editorials, Blue Values, and Spanking for Adults Only, and other great texts. The Reverend's Friend, Dr. Susan Block, audio and video streaming on the net, as well as cable TV broadcast, an edited version, in the Los Angeles and Hollywood area. Past shows are at Shows Past link, and the Reverend was a live guest. That was November 2002. The link is still on the page. And the future guests are at Shows Upcoming. Alright, what is this? The Pranksters thing. We're going to save that when we do the Asshole of the Week awards. And there's Michael Moore news. He wrote a great editorial for the Times called It's Time to Stop Being Hit, which equates the people of this nation who are into rolling over and playing dead and saying, oh fuck, what are we going to do now, instead of taking action, and likens the tone of the culture at present day with those who just tolerate any kind of abuse. It's time to stop being hit at Michael Moore, MichaelMoore.com. And speaking of that, Michael Moore's incredible film, Fahrenheit 9/11, was nominated for the People's Choice Awards, and hopefully that'll win because it deserves it. And there is a forthcoming sequel to Fahrenheit 9/11, which also makes a great holiday gift. Let's see. All right, some gift ideas. What's new and hot? The Jello Biafra with the Melvins CD, which is new and fantastic. And that's at Jello's label, alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. You can get DOA's new CD, which is awesome, Live Free or Die, at their label, Sudden Death Records, which is at suddendeath.com. And in addition to DOA's record, you can get the incredible new MDC release, which we'll hear a track from later. And let's see, Paul Krasner's new comedy CD, which is called The Zen Bastard Rides Again. PaulKrasner.com, PaulKrasner.com. If there's time, we'll play a track from that. And a real gift worth giving, George W. Bush toilet paper. That's right, you can wipe that smile off his face. And what could be more appropriate? Bush toilet paper from piehole.net. Piehole.net. Alright, getting really talked out now. We're gonna play some holiday spirit songs in this next set. But first, let's play a classic and one of the favorite hemp songs on the show by Murphy's Law, a remake of a song from the 20s or 30s by Cab Calloway, and it is entitled Reefer Man. Drunk, and then let a couple of drunk boy strangers do us really good. We hope we don't embarrass our daddy or the American Christian Taliban folks who love our daddy. We're gonna have a drink, and then we're gonna follow the advice of the Midnight Creeps from midnightcreeps.com. We're gonna live the realities of this great song by the Midnight Creeps. Come and do us right now. This song is called Nighttime Nasty.
Forever. Watching the birdie tonight.
I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wingnut. An international embarrassment. A white-collar criminal. And a loathsome, contemptible, horrible embarrassment to the human race. He needs to be exposed and brought down. Starting with major league protests at the inauguration. See counterinaugural.org and raise hell against this Caligula clone, this blood-soaked third-generation criminal from one of the worst crime families in the history of the nation. Do not despair. He will fall. We just need you to give a little extra push.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gonna make it to town. Try to make him hurry. I was over in Australia, and I was like, are you proud to be American? I was like, oh, I don't know. I didn't have a lot to do with it, you know. My parents fucked there. That's about all. You know, I was in the spirit realm at that time. So I went, fucking Paris. But they couldn't hear me because I didn't have a mouth. I was a spirit without lungs or a mouth or vocal cords. They fucked here. Okay, I'm proud. I hate patriotism. I can't stand it, man. It makes me fucking sick. It's around the world last time I checked, okay? You know what I mean? I hate patriotism. In fact, that's how we can stop patriotism, I think. Instead of putting stars and stripes on our flags, we should put pictures of our parents fucking. Gather people around that flag and see your dad hunched over your mom's big 4x4 butt. See if any boon rally mentality can circle around that little fucking image. God damn, I'm out of here. Fuck it. Bet your mom shut up. Let's go garden. You never see my attitude in the press. That's what bugs me. You never see my point of view. For instance, gays in the military. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about it. Gays want to be in the military. Here's how I feel about it. All right? Anyone dumb enough to want to be in the military should be allowed in. End of fucking story. That should be the only requirement. I don't care how many push-ups you could do. Put on a helmet, go wait in that foxhole. We'll tell you when we need you to kill somebody. You know what I mean? I'm so sick. I've watched these fucking congressional hearings and all these military guys and all the pundits seriously. Oh, the esprit de corps will be affected and we are such a moral... Excuse me, aren't y'all fucking hired killers? Shut up! You are thugs, and when we need you to go blow the fuck out of a nation of little brown people, we'll let you know. Until then, where did the fucking military get all these more? We are the military. Is that a village of children and kids? Where's the napalm? I don't want any gay people hanging around me while I'm killing kids. I just don't want to see it. Don't tell me this military protects our freedom. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't no one out there who's a fucking threat to us, okay? They don't exist. Oh, I'm talking now only of countries we don't arm first. All right. If you want to split hairs, you got a point.
Bill, what about the nations we sell arms to and then go blow the fuck out of them?
Okay, they might be scary for about a day. We give them the old weapons, we use the new ones on them, you know. Fucking Iraq found that out, huh? You have the Scud, we have the Patriot. The Scud times two, you fucks! Just keep selling them the shitty shit, you know. We'll fight the next year, they'll have muskets. America won a war with this. Yeah, 100 years ago! We got new shit now. Fucks! What is that? It's musket repellent. I can kill you by looking at you. Oh, there's a threat to America. Yeah. Back to that fucking cop show, because I'll tell you who the threat to freedom... No, not to freedom. I'll tell you who the threat to the status quo is in this country. It's us. That's why they show you shows like fucking Cops. So you know that state power will win, and we'll bust your house down, and we'll fucking bust you anytime we want. That's the message. Why don't they just have a show called Stormtrooper? Or better yet, how about IRS?
I got so much.
You heard MDC doing Founding Fathers. Bill Hicks did A New Flag, parenthesis patriotism, and Gays in the Military from his Rant in E Minor comedy CD. There's also a new Bill Hicks collection on DVD for you gift-buying people. Stiff Little Fingers did White Christmas. The Frogs did Here Comes Santa's Pussy. The Humpers did Run, Run, Rudolph. Pansy Division did Homo Christmas. Fear did Fuck Christmas. Sloppy Seconds did Hooray for Santa Claus, the theme song from the movie Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Midnight Creeps did Nighttime Nasty and started off with Murphy's Law doing Reefer Man. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special. Without live guests to Midnight Creeps. But they will be here February 20th. But we are here with, I want to say it right. What's that guy's name? Selecta Sensitar, who does the reggae show before this, and Marlon, the great engineer. Happy holidays, Marlon, the great engineer, who is sick and doesn't want to get up and come over here working on his little computer. Oh, he's sorry. On the last show, you can't hear Marlon yelling from the next room, but he apologizes to people who he said were stupid for letting their condoms break. All right, here, say your apology.
Yeah, just in the interest of fairness, I want to apologize for saying that, you know, you have to be stupid for the condom to break for situations that exclude frottage, because I'm sure it does happen from time to time. Many people have come about that way, and, well, anyway, you're not stupid, but I do wholeheartedly recommend reading the directions. Always use a fresh condom for every, and I underline every, sexual act. And, I mean, you know, you don't use the same Kleenex twice, do you? And, you know, in fact, go ask somebody else who knows. And I don't mean, like, you know, your Uncle Joe, you know, learned how to use one in the Navy. I mean, ask somebody who is a health professional, or somebody who is just generally knowledgeable and responsible. Okay. Anyway, back to the Reverend.
Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, for your condom tips. Okay. And that brings up a good point also, which is that, as we covered last week when we did the rehab for pedophile priests, that information is actually decreasing. They're pushing these delusional abstinence-only programs, and abstinence, as we know, creates mentally fucked-up people and creates the monsters that have become known as pedophile priests. So in this age of abstinence education, it's more than just saying, don't do it, but it's also spreading bullshit information like condoms don't work, which is what evoked Marlon's speech last week. But people need information, including contraceptive information and abortion access and RU486, the abortion pill information. And that should be spread everywhere, especially to young people. So we're going to give you a resource tonight, which is abortionaccess.org. And there's information on RU486, which is commonly called the abortion pill. There's information on the morning after pill, and in case your condom does break. And as discussed by Marlon, the great engineer, abortionaccess.org. Please spread that link to everybody. And in this holiday season, please give money to one of the pro-choice organizations called Pro-Choice League at prochoicelig.com. They could really use some bucks. and 40 years of great work. ProChoiceLake.com needs money. That's Bill Baird and Joni Scott, past live guests, the very first live guests ever on the show. Marlon is itching to speak. What's happening?
I might concede to the fact that condoms have a 30% failure rate. Wait, is that 30% success rate when used as high performance radials. Yeah, because for high pressure pneumatic applications, no. You know. And the heat generated on, you know, cornering on the sports car circuit? No. They're not for tires. So please revise your testing methods. That's all. I'm gonna give it up to the Reverend now.
Okay, what we want you to do is do some research on the subject. So we want you to come back on to the microphone to report on your condom use on future shows. Will you do that? Please laugh. How do I interpret the center? Yes! Okay, a little notebook. Okay. Marlon, the great engineer, has a condom notebook. I didn't know this about him. And so he will bring that in. All right, that was fun. Always fun with Marlon, the great engineer. He was doing I don't know what at his computer over there here in beautiful Philadelphia Independent Media. In beautiful Philadelphia, home of the filthily corrupted street regime and his faith-based initiative endorsing community leader, clergy friends. All right, let's play some more tunes. And we plugged pretty much everything that warrants plugging. And we plugged with a condom, Marna. So we did all the plugs and talked about holiday depression. And well, you have to make opportunity back so you can do reports on the show. And you can feel free to tell them. But tell them that you are the research assistant on The Reverend Is In, and that if for no other reason, for duty, she should say yes. It'll work. Try it. I know what I'm talking about. I'm clergy. I know. We're going to get to a lot of shit for this. But, oh well. Keeps the holiday spirit alive. No show next week. 2 weeks. The New Year's special. Let's play a very, very special sacred song. This is from Spinal Tap, from the great Break Like the Wind CD. And when it came out on vinyl, it was a special vinyl single with the cutest little devil picture for the picture vinyl single that came out when it was just vinyl. It's after the Spinal Tap movie and soundtrack. This was later stuff. And this oh-so-beautiful track is entitled Christmas with the Devil. Lord, make this work.
Mother.
Don't you hello, Mother, me. What are all those people doing out there? Come on, what have you been up to, my lad?
I think they must have popped by for something.
Popped by? Swarmed by, more like. There's a multitude out there.
They started following me yesterday.
Well, they can stop following you right now. Now stop following my son. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
The Messiah! The Messiah!
The Messiah!
The Messiah!
Look who!
The Messiah!
There's no Messiah in here. There's a mess, all right, but no Messiah. Now go away!
Run! Run!
Right, my lad, what have you been up to?
Nothing, Mum.
Come on, out with it.
Well, they think I'm the Messiah, Mum.
What have you been telling them?
Nothing, I only...
You're only making it worse for yourself.
Look, I can explain.
He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now go away.
Who are you?
I'm his mother, that's who.
Behold his mother. Behold his mother. Heavenly Mother of Christ. Blessed art thou. Hosanna. All praise to thee. Now and always.
Now, don't think you can get around me like that. He's not.
Brian is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Yes, could you do that one just once more? Make it a bit lighter, please.
What?
A little bit lighter.
Lighter?
Yeah.
Silly, sort of.
Yeah. No. just lighter, okay?
Brian is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Yes, I think that had many things going for it. Do you think heavier is
right.
The keynote?
You'd rather go back to
yes,
the heavier.
I...
Brian is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Very good. Lunch, everybody.
Hail, Caesar!
Hail!
The crowd outside are getting a bit restless, sir. Permission to disperse them, please?
Disperse them? Because I haven't addressed them yet.
No, sir, but...
May I address is one of the high points of the Passover. My friend Biggus Dickus has come all the way from Rome just to hear it.
Hail Caesar!
Hail Caesar!
Franken Factor, we have an exciting development here. The President of the United States is with us in the studio. Welcome to the Factor, Mr. President.
I appreciate it. Good to see you, Al. I was between fundraisers, and I thought I'd come by and say hello.
This is a liberal show, and our listeners at home, some of them aren't very happy with how you've led America.
Well, that's what you purport. But I want to appeal to your better angels. I'm a uniter, not a divider.
Well, okay, Mr. President, I'll get right to it then. I did not serve in the military, you know, like you did. But I understand it's a very bonding experience.
Absolutely. Great memories.
So I was wondering, while you were serving in the Air National Guard in Alabama, you must have made a lot of great friends, I imagine. There's some real characters. And I know you're a bit of a hellraiser at the time, so there must be some great stories. I was wondering if you could tell us about some of the guys, you know, you hung out with, you know, when you were there in Alabama in the Air National Guard. Who were your pals?
There was a Stretch.
Uh-huh. And what was Stretch like?
Tall guy. Mm-hmm. Lanky.
Uh-huh. And anybody else?
Pilot guy.
Flew a plane, I imagine.
Pilot. Yeah, loved to fly.
And what did he fly?
Well, he flew pretty much everything. Pilot guy did.
Uh-huh. F-14?
Sure. Good man. Good heart.
Okay, now tell me about the base commander, Lieutenant Colonel Turnipseed.
Seed man.
That's his nickname? It comes from his name Turnip.
Seedman. Yeah, Seedmeister.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of commander was he?
Good commander. Good heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's funny because he says he doesn't remember meeting you.
Huh. Yeah, good heart. Bad memory. We called him Bad Memory Guy.
Now, I know you guys like to hoist a few on the weekends. Who was your main drinking buddy?
Hoister. Good man.
Mm-hmm. And where did you guys drink? Do you remember the name of the bar?
I had a nickname for it, Bar Place. Good bar.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, did you ever drink with the Seedmeister?
I'm not following you.
Well, never mind. Thank you, sir, for coming on our show.
I'm a war president.
Yes, I know, sir. And hoist your pilot guy, Stretch, if you're out there. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm Rush the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids say no to morphine, 'cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
I see Our Lady of Guacamole. I see the Sacred Virgin. I hear voices. I receive divine commands. I receive commands from our Creator to kill the infidels, the abortion doctors, the gays, and all sex positives, and people who read Harry Potter. I hear voices and see angels flying around my home and office. I am deluded and see higher powers. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy. I want you to support the faith-based initiative and let the American Christian Taliban set your public policies and affect your rights and freedoms. For information on the Faith-Based Initiative and other measures by the George W. Numbnuts Bush regime and the American Christian Taliban, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org, and in the Philadelphia area, DVAU.org, starring Everlasting Godstopper, DVAU.org.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we also have runner-up. Sunday, December 19th, 2004 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. First, the runner-up. The owners and publishers of Time Magazine. Time Magazine, since the days they published the phony Lee Harvey Oswald pictures after the John Kennedy assassination, have been one of the more notorious of the corporate media bullshit artists, as well as the most prominent up to this day, where they continue their role as Major League Bush Lickers, and we mean no offense to actual Bush Lickers. These people have been propagandists, liars, misinformation spreaders, and Bush cheerleaders, which is now taken a step further by publishing the forthcoming cover story naming the ultimate moron and fuckhead on the face of the earth, Person of the Year. Time Magazine, Owners and Publishers, runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. And that leaves us with that very special someone. Asshole of the Week is Representative Roger Koopman from Bozeman. Representative Koopman has proposed state legislation to, I'm not making this up, Marlon, I'm not making this up, this man wants required by law death certificates for aborted fetuses. Yes, he wants women, after they go through the harassment from his friends in the Al-Qaeda clone groups in the anti-abortion movement, and all of the bullshit that they have to go through the state, he wants mandatory death certificates for all fetuses. Oh, where's the sounds? We need the fart sounds. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
I think I'm going to write death certificates for my jerked off sperm. Yeah, just put little stones around my ceiling. Yeah, they can't hear you, but that's funny. Yeah, but I'll get that started when I get home. Representative Roger Koopman requiring death certificates for fetuses if that retarded idiot's legislation is passed by other Bush-ass lickers, with apologies to actual ass lickers. And there is good news. There have been Representative Roger Koopman pranksters in Bozeman, the town he is from, in which they have been, what state is that? In the state of Montana. They have been pranking him, and it's all harmless, and nobody heard him. But they started off with pizza deliveries and stuff like that. All harmless, nobody heard him. Ongoing pranksters, and pranksterism against this asshole. And I don't know if there's any book burners involved in that or not, but if so, thank you. We'll play you a song. Get in touch. And continue pranking people like Roger Koopman and the local anti-abortion people in the Philadelphia area, Columbus Baptist Church. After 3 weeks of relentless clinic harassment, columbusbaptistchurch.org, and high-tech pranksters, make note too, columbusbaptistchurch.org. Thank you, pranksters of Representative Roger Koopman, author of the pending legislation to require death certificates for fetuses. Roger Koopman, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, Gangrene did Rabies and Narrow Mind, Al Franken did President Bush Stops By, and My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue from his recordings from his Air Americana radio show, now on CD, the O. Franken Factor. All or Nothing HC did Kindness for Weakness. Monty Python did He's a Very Naughty Boy from the soundtrack of Life of Brian. And started off with Spinal Tap doing Christmas with the Devil. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Ball special. We'll go a little bit over time. We're losing the listeners at AN, but we'll be over time at Radio Volta and the Washington outlets and play a little Motorhead. What were you starting to say, Marlon, the great engineer? I think Marlon's been to Bozeman, Montana.
I have been to Bozeman, Montana. Is it Bozeman, Montana? I was mispronouncing it. I don't know. Maybe it's Bozeman. I thought it was Bozeman. It's not Bozeman. But
Anyway, you know, I have to say my experience in Bozeman, Montana did include one attempted evangelism. You know, somebody was talking about my bike, and he's like, "Yeah, it's a nice bike, blah, 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 motorcycling's fun. Hey, do you like the Lord?" You know, is it any wonder you don't get invited to parties much? Anyway, so I politely, you know, excluded myself. I was like, yeah, that's nice. Hey, you know what? It's lunchtime. And, but there is a really nice hostel to stay at there. The evangelism didn't happen there, by the way. Anyway, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, back to you.
You could say shit. Yeah, why are you?
I just didn't want to give anybody ideas. You know?
Oh, about where to go, where they can crash. Oh, well.
You know, you only go there to sleep anyway, so it doesn't
matter. It's okay. But everybody is either a book burner or all these people who send hate this way, who listen.
They travel too.
The white power assholes, the Christian Taliban types to send a Jesus spam, and of course these assholes that send spam, including in the name of Kazaa Gold, like,
I'm sorry,
and all these other assholes that send, they send it to Reverend Bookburn too, which is really funny. You know, it's like, you listen and you say, let's send them spam, like, Reverend, do you need larger breasts, you know, or...
Yeah, well, I think they're just scanning web pages for that, you know. It's like they don't even care, probably. But I must say, just in my recollection, it was about 1 or 2 in the morning when I rolled into Bozeman, or Bozoman, or whatever. I have to say, it's got a happening nightlife. I mean, it's like this tiny town in Montana. It's really not that small. It's a college town. But... there were people walking up and down Main Street like nothing, you know? And I was thinking, you know, like, what are all these people doing walking up and down? It's Montana, for goodness sakes, you know? I should be sleeping. I just, you know, refused to camp. I wanted to go to make it to the hostel. By the way, I'm just buying time for Reverend to change the CDs right now. And anyway... so I was rolling into town on my motorcycle, but it's a boring story. So here, back to music with Reverend Bookburn.
All right, we'll go over time and we'll play some Motorhead after the credits. We'll do the credits and just a couple songs, and then we're out of here. No show next week, December 26th. But we'll be back in 2 weeks on January 2nd, 2005, for the New Year's special. The Midnight Creeps from midnightcreeps.com could not make it tonight, but they will be here on February 20th. And, of course, ideas and input welcome for the Pubic Property Show. And in January, of course, the 4th anniversary show. And we'll make that one to remember. And the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, and entertaining the activist troops for the counter-inaugural protests. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Quayle, quayle@sjcdc.org. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special. Thank you. Marlin, the great engineer, yay! Father Oblivion, from Philly Independent Media, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Edward Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, probable future bride on the show if they last, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life, Lady Pixan, St. Anne-Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limptic, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Z and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard in the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street, between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley from DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. We haven't forgotten you, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, Mr. Scott and family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Queen Agitator, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude from The Dead Milkman Show, Neen, Merck and Family, Bonnie, Jenna Lynn, Leah, D. Monica from The Last Thanksgiving Show, The Lucy Group, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, The Midnight Creeps, to book burners everywhere, and to everyone who is going to go or promote the inaugural protests or send the link to counter-inaugural.org. Thank you from Reverend Bookburn. Happy holidays. May you survive and endure them. And we will be back to entertain and sustain you on the first Sunday of January. We will play a couple more songs and get out of here. First, let's play Motorhead. This is Iron Fist.
Get away, let you stuck on the field, can't let go.
was Void Control doing Let Go. Motorhead did Iron Fist. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. This has been the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special. And we had no live guests, but we sure had fun doing it. And there's going to be one more song, and then we're going to get out of here. It looks like the playlist that is on automatic when there's no DJ at Radio Volta is a little bit fucked up. So hopefully Marlon will fix that. the great engineer with whom I am merciless and always ask him to do things. You can fix that. You're the best that there ever is. All right. You're going to hear a whole lot of Marlon stuff after the show. And oh, really? What can I request?
I don't know. We got Blondie. We got Afro Bombado. We got Tribe Called Quest.
Let's see.
Sun Ra. We have Charlie.
Maybe Sun Ra. Did you have a Free Your Ass and Your Mind Will Follow?
Oh, that's Funkadelic.
Okay, one more. We're going to play one more song and then.
Oh, we got Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. You want to hear that instead?
No.
No, okay.
Thank you. But. Oh, you have some Zappa. What Zappa's on there? I see his name.
Tiger Roach.
Willie the Pimp?
Willie the Pimp. We got the Bird Cat Meepher. Why does it hurt when I pee? I could have sworn there was some
Okay.
Oh, man, maybe it's under Parliament. Maybe
I,
under George Clinton.
How about after the final song?
All right. I'll look for it.
You have 6 minutes.
Right.
This is the last song of the night, and you're going to hear from the Marlon playlist of Radio Volta, which is separate from what's on there. That has a lot of stuff. We have no idea what it is. And we started with this band. This is one of my presents. Which is kind of karma because, not that I believe in anything irrational, but I bought the Al Franken CD as a present and kept it because it's so great. The O Franken factor, which is too good, and that does make a good present, but I can't give it away because there's too much good radio stuff on it. But I love this present received, and I'm glad the giver didn't keep it. Cradle of Filth, the Midian CD. Let me see. It's from 2000. God, they've been around forever. I have an ancient video compilation of theirs. So we heard them at the beginning of this holiday show. It's very holiday appropriate, I think, and very beautiful. We're going to end with Cradle of Filth doing Lord Abortion. Good night. Okay, now the show is over. And you're going to be subjected to Marlon's playlist, which is going to begin with George Clinton and...
Your mind and your ass will follow.
Yes, Funkadelics. Free your mind and your ass will follow. Alright, hit it.
Man, I want a way out! within.
The kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of heaven.
Are you satisfied?
The kingdom of heaven.
Are you satisfied?
The kingdom of heaven.
Are you satisfied?
The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven.
I'm so confused about the whole thing.
I don't understand.
Yeah.